You know, one of the topics that we sometimes in the past have ignored, but we've tried to in the past few months put a spotlight on is men's health. Why? Because, face it, guys, we're the least likely people on the planet to ever go to the doctor, even if we're on our deathbed. Oh, it'll get better. It'll get better. It could lead to very serious things. And one of the topics we're talking about today is prostate cancer. And there's a new test out there that could help you in that regard. Let's find out a bit more.
Yeah, Dr. Brent Sharp joins us again. Dr. Brent, we enjoy talking to you, man. We appreciate you being an expert on the program. Today, you're talking about something called Polaris. And to be honest with you, I was going to make a joke about a Polaris, you know, four-wheeler fan or things like that. But this is a very serious topic, so I won't go down that road. But it is something new. Is that correct?
It is actually something new. And actually, you can use the Polaris analogy. One of the ways that we explain this test is prostate cancer is typically a slow-growing cancer. This test looks at the genes a patient has when they're diagnosed with prostate cancer. It's very specific to them because it's their genes. It looks at how aggressive that cancer is. One of the analogies we use in our office is imagine you're on 285. You don't care about all the cars driving 60 miles an hour. What you care about is the guy driving 90 weaving out who is going to wreck or cause you to have an accident. That's an aggressive driver. That's what this test will tell you. This test will tell you which prostate cancer is aggressive, what treatment you can look at that patient, what you cannot look at that or shouldn't look at that patient, and then how is the patient going to do with that treatment. It's a huge predictive value. It takes anxiety down. It's a really good test. We're one of the few ones using it. It's a simple, patients don't have to undergo additional testing or biopsies or blood tests either.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because, you know, as we've talked before, a lot of times, depending on the age of the patient, and they get prostate cancer and immediately, you know, you don't want to hear those words. But because it is a slow-growing cancer, a lot of times you don't have to be so aggressive with it. But I was always thinking that was just sort of a blanket fits all, but that's not the case.
Well, as we know, cancer is a broad spectrum, and not every cancer is the same, and it's all based on our genes, and that's what this can tell us. The man who comes in and gets diagnosis, all he really hears is cancer. He's worried. He's got a lot of anxiety. He's had friends have this. He's had dad who didn't have a great experience. This test can look at and tell what his 10-year prostate cancer mortality is. So within a few days, he'll know that, hey, yes, I've got cancer, but I'm not going to die of this. I'm not going to die of this disease. Or it is something that's not that aggressive. It looks at the risk of recurrence if they decide a treatment. But more importantly, as you said, not everybody has to treat their cancer, but this test will look at those patients who want to go active surveillance and say, you're a good candidate for that. You're going to do fine. Or no, you really should reconsider active surveillance based on the genes that your cancer has.
And this Polaris test is used after you've been diagnosed, or is this for anybody?
No. As you know, men get a PSA. That's right. A simple blood test that screens for prostate cancer.
Right.
That sometimes leads to a prostate biopsy, which is actual tissue. They will then be told based on that tissue where they do or do not have cancer. This test will then take that prostate cancer tissue, look at the genes that drive that cancer. It's like the driver. That's what genes in our body do. They tell our body what to do. And it looks at those genes that are telling that cancer how to grow. Remember, cancer is all about cell growth. So as it looks at those genes, we can say, based on your genes, you're a slow-growing cancer, or you're the guy driving 50 miles an hour with your seatbelt on. Hey, sir, I apologize, but your cancer is more aggressive. This is Jeff Gordon on 285 on a bad day.
It's Talladega last Sunday. Well, this is great, though. I mean, because this can put your mind at ease. It can also get you the treatment that you've got to go to.
In a timely fashion.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So this is fantastic. So you folks...
Well, if you think about prostate cancer, every 2.4 minutes, somebody's diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Really? How about that?
So three people in the time of this discussion.
That's right. Or if you think about 25,000 deaths, that works out to be 1 in 39 men are going to die of prostate cancer. This is hopefully going to help us identify that one guy who was going to go on active surveillance or have a less invasive treatment who's not going to do as well.
We're learning a lot of things here. And the thing is just to get on these checkups, guys. Come on. Mm-hmm. We can do it.
Well,
Go ahead, Dr. Brent.
Get your checkups. And like I said, if there are men out there that have prostate cancer, that they're watching it, or if they've even had a prostatectomy, they can come see us. We can do that test without any additional workup to them or blood draws, et cetera. And then they can get a lot of reassurance. Like I said, it talks about biochemical failure rate. That's whenever you've treated the cancer. How likely is it to come back? You know, what's your 10-year mortality? So
great. Well, we learned
some real peace of mind there.
Yeah, yeah. We've learned a lot here today. Dr. Brent Sharp, as always, great update today, Dr. Brent. We really appreciate that. Hope you have a wonderful Wednesday, my friend. Thanks for being here.
You have a great day, too.